Gentleman by the name of Rodney Lemons is on the line, and he is proposing, you know what, how about an after-school basketball program in Lorain County? Rodney, good morning. Welcome to Less in the Morning.
Good morning, Les. How are you today?
Good. First of all, you can kind of remind us a little bit about your career, because you've played quite a lot of basketball in your day.
Yes. I grew up in a family that really loved the sport of basketball. My dad, Charles Lemons, came out of Glenville High School way back when. And I met a lot of women, our cousin also, with the Harlem Globetrotters. So I was born into the sport, and, you know, I really, really try to utilize the sport to help kids identify with the importance of their education.
Now, you played with the Lincolnshire Wildcats, did you not?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that is an English basketball team, is it not?
Absolutely.
Okay. I was just imagining the difference between, let's say, a British basketball game versus an American. I mean, are they more like, oh, yes, indeed, that was a slam dunk, well done. I mean,
they are gentlemen in England. You know, it's a different experience. They really embody sportsmanship. I had to get used to being hosted and eating with your opponent after the game. You know, win or loss, you prepare meals for your opponent afterwards, and, you know, you sit and you talk with them and you learn about their culture.
Now, you mentioned Meadowlark Lemons a moment ago. Talk about that a little bit more.
Meadowlark is a lot older than I am. I always heard the stories of him being a cousin of ours in our family. I never met the man personally myself, but you know, it's just, it tells you how our family comes from the sport of basketball. You know, my dad just really played it a lot. You know, I remember as a youth being in an arena when I could barely focus, you know, growing up. So, you know, I've been around the sport for quite some time.
Well, excellent. Tell us about, first of all, the program that you're proposing for Lorain County.
Okay. Well, my organization is Bridge Sports. That's an acronym for Building Relationships, Inclusion, Diversity, Growth, and Excellence. I started this organization about 5 years ago when I was playing in England. I set up youth basketball leagues throughout the U.K. So we wanted to use the same model and bring it back here to America and work with our youth here. We work with Rob Gilchrist and Mayor Krasenko in the city of Lorain to get the kids together. You know, you had a school closing in the area, and so we're trying to get the kids together in the summertime. So once the fall rolls around, you know, the kids will interact with each other and be comfortable with each other, you know, through our programs. And we like to deliver some financial literacy courses as well with our partnership with Key Bank, get the kids on one common ground, you know, through the sport of basketball, and make sure it's a positive, fun, safe experience for everybody involved.
Well, these are your words. In the article I read about you, you are quoted as saying, "The program uses basketball as a hook for kids not really interested in their education." If you could expand on that a little bit.
Yes, many times, you know, you have maybe 12 to 14 students who will make a basketball team, and then you have many others who are left out. And, you know, in a tryout situation, you may have a day or two to really showcase your abilities. And some players feel like they're left out, and then some players may not get along with their high school coaches or whatever the situation. They may be ineligible. So we have an alternative basketball league for these particular students to still be engaged in an activity so they're not, you know, getting into the wrong mischievous types of things that teams sometimes do. And, you know, they can have an opportunity to still be a part of a team which will keep their self-esteem high. You know, we reiterate the importance of their education through our programming. They do have to go through some classroom training, with life skills, entrepreneurial skills, philanthropic types of different things, so that they can be in our program with the sports, which is secondary to their education.
Now, you have done this before here in Cleveland, as a matter of fact.
Yes, I have. We did the program at Tri-C Metro in 2007, where I partnered with East City, John Zitzner. That was an introduction made by the Cleveland Foundation. We took 15 inner-city young men from the 30th and 40th Street area. We had them in classrooms at Tri-C Metro 3 days a week, teaching them entrepreneurial skills and how to do business plans for cash prizes at the end of the citywide competition. As a trade-off, you know, I taught them basketball 2 days a week, and we had meals for the kids on the days that they were in class. Many of them weren't getting those types of snacks and things like that at their homes. So, you know, they were very happy to come to the classroom and learn about different skills and different, you know, services that they can serve, you know, selling their communities.
Well, I understand they came to you as kids who were getting D's and F's, and in a relatively short time, they had boosted their grades up to A's and B's.
Absolutely. You know, just with being in a structured environment, you know, daily, and just hearing positive things, you know, from our staff with East City, which did a great job, you know, I think the kids really took to the program. I had Damon Stringer, who had some challenges in his life in the past. I brought him on board to help out with the program as well, and the kids really received him, you know, seeing that they could identify with someone who had gone through some of those challenges in the past, you know, with the basketball portion. And I had an apprentice in the classroom, Delvin Powell, out of Shaw High School, who helped out as well with the students. So, I mean, it was a great situation. Pizza Pan partnered with us. We had pizza for the kids every Friday, and it was just a great situation.
It sounds to me like the basketball was really just a part of it. Really, at the core, there was just an approach that you guys used, which got them interested not only in the basketball aspect, but in the classroom aspect as well.
Absolutely. You know, because when you start telling the kids who come from low-income families that you can make some money in different ways and in the correct way as solid citizens, you know, through maybe lawn care and trash removal and things like that, walking an elderly person's dog or something like that, you know, when you start telling them, look, you can do different things out here to make money and do it legally, you know, they just need someone to steer them in the right, you know, the right direction. And that's what the staff from East City and the Bridge Foundation, that's what we were able to do.
Talking to Rodney Lemons this morning, we were talking about a program he is proposing in Lorain County. It's an after-school basketball program. Now, I'm sure that these kids have had other people throughout their lives, you know, telling them things along these lines. Obviously not as many as needed. But specifically, if you can give us an example of your approach and how you do it differently, which makes them go, you know what, I honestly believe what you're telling me, as opposed to, you're just an adult, you're supposed to say that.
Well, one thing is, you know, I'm 36 years of age. I still feel like I'm a kid at heart. You know, I played professionally. We had a lot of success, you know, on all of the teams that I played for. I won championships at every level that I played on, except for professionally out in Lincolnshire County. So when you have those types of things, you know, in your corner, being a champion, number one. Two, we just don't roll the ball out. We make sure that every participant gets better. So, you know, I coached a team in Beechwood that went undefeated. I coached a team in Lincolnshire County that went undefeated. So working with different demographics, we still had the same success rate, you know, and it comes with teaching the basic fundamentals, giving everybody on the team and organization respect, demanding it from everybody as well. And when you do those types of different things, you know, at your core, then you have no problems with delivering a successful program.
And you guys make no bones about it. You say, look, if your grades do not improve in school as a result of the attitudes that we are trying to instill in you, you're out of this program.
Absolutely. You know, we demand respect from the students, you know, for our staff. It's a voluntary program. The students don't have to be there, but we want to encourage our staff to make sure that students are welcome to stay there also. And you know, when you're receiving meals after school and the staff is there, which they don't have to be there, but we are there because we want, you know, our youth to get better, our society to get better as a whole, you know, you got to do those different things. You got to respect everybody. And, you know, these people don't have to be there. You know, they really are giving their time, and they're not making a lot of money for what they're doing. And, you know, I really feel that teachers are really underpaid, you know, after having an opportunity to work with them in the education system with the after-school programs. But I'd like to say one thing, though, Les, I really appreciate, you know, the mayor from the city of Lorain, as well as Rob Gilchrist and the 100 Men organization, for taking the opportunity to sit down with me and listening to my proposal. And, you know, we're in the beginning phases of getting this program off the ground, and, you know, I'm really looking forward to doing this with the city of Lorain.
That was my exact next question. How far along are you with making this a reality in Lorain?
We're getting the facilities together and the funding, and everybody's excited about the program, and we really feel that it's going to happen. We're looking to begin this summer with getting the students together, with the school closing as Southview and all the kids that will be over at Admiral King. So we're in the recruiting phase right now, getting the kids together and, you know, the very beginning planning stages. But we have a comprehensive program that really just needs the facilities and the funding, and we believe we'll get that done.
Where can people go if they want to learn more, if they want to help out in any way, et cetera?
Yes, our website is www.bridgesports.net, or they can email me at bridgeballers@ymail.com.
So why are you doing all this? What is it inside Rodney that says I'm going to keep doing this pretty much everywhere I go?
Well, you know, being an ex-basketball player, you know, I've had a lot of different teammates over the years that have may not have had the greatest experience. You know, I was fortunate to be a star on a couple of teams, but, you know, you always got a feel for that guy on the team at the end of the bench who the coach really doesn't, you know, pay too much attention to. And then you got guys that don't even make the team that you feel may have had an opportunity to play the game, but may not have gotten along with the coach. So what I try to do is I prepare students for every type of coach that's out there, because I feel like I've had so many. And I try to take the good from the coaches that I've had to pass along to the guys, but I always alert the young kids about the guys that are out there that may not have a true understanding of the game and may just be picking a paycheck up. And it's not his fault. He's just trying to feed his family. But you got to know how to deal with that kind of guy, get on his good side, and stay on that guy's good side from the beginning of the program.
Man, knowledge is power no matter where you go.
Absolutely.
Give us the website one more time, if you could.
That is www.bridgesports.net.
All right, Rodney, thanks a lot for joining us. Best of luck in getting this thing together. We both know we've been around for a little while. Nothing is over until it's over. Nothing is done until it's done. But you sound pretty positive this thing is really going to happen, and I wish you the absolute best.
Thank you, Les. I really appreciate the opportunity of having me on your show. And, you know, I'll definitely be listening and passing the information on.